Welcome, everybody, to episode 490 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
God, we gotta do this again. I mean, I'm sorry, what was...
We're contractually...
Yeah, do it with that mug, you mean.
We're contractually obligated to do this show. I didn't know if you guys knew that. Like, we all signed the contracts.
I knew I signed something with a lot of...
Where's part of the contract where we get money?
Yeah.
I don't know that part of the contract, actually.
The check's in the mail from the sources that I have, Eric. So just keep checking your mail. You know what I mean. It'll be there.
I think your sources are liars.
This thing called mail? I only know this thing called email.
My sources at least aren't leakers like what's in the White House, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
You mean like they've got problems where they're leaking because they're old and incontinent?
Yeah, yellow stains on the underwear is very common. Gotcha. Very common.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So there you go. All right, Eric, how was your week, man?
Kind of crap.
Oh,
but
crap
it
again.
Got better, but it's still kind of crap.
Did they ever? Are they going to replace that machine or what, man?
I guess eventually we're going to have to get a new machine. But they got it to a point where it's at least working now. Yeah. But with it comes other issues, like the fact that I can't keep up with the rest of the place because the way the machine's set up now, I can't put in as much as I used to, and now it's even harder to determine when I can take a load out.
Ooh. Yeah, just do what you can do, dude. I mean, I'm sure they can't complain about your job performance, or they could, but you could just point out, you know, give me the proper tools and shit'll get better, you know? But whatever. Hopefully that saga...
It's bad enough that I'm using machine for a purpose that was never intended for.
Yeah.
The machine was to compress paper. I'm throwing cardboard in there.
Ooh, yeah.
It was never supposed to be used for cardboard. Everybody else is giving me all the shitty cardboard to deal with.
You know what they need is like one of those balers. You know, that
it is a baler.
Yeah,
it's not an auger though. You're thinking of an auger.
No, I'm thinking of a cardboard baler. Because when I used to work at Best Buy, they used to have a cardboard baler that would bale, like squish all that up and bale it up.
That's what it does. But it's not really meant to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. You need to get one that a baler that works for cardboard, specific for cardboard.
Mm-mm.
All right, guys, let's get started with the news. Eric, lead the way.
From Gematsu, we've got a Castlevania game, finally, but Castlevania Grimoire of Souls is announced for iOS.
Ah, so
only. And apparently in Japan, from what I'm reading.
Well, at least until it gets ported to the PC, which will probably be buggy as shit if it's anything like a Squaresoft port.
Yeah.
It'll probably just be a straight port over the mobile version instead of retweaked.
I would have been excited for this release other than the fact that I don't think it's going to come out west. Other than PC.
It was one of those ones like I saw the title and I'm like, yes! And I started reading an article and I went, oh...
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was the same way, Break. I'm like, oh, man.
And I can't tell how it plays, but I got the sneaking suspicion that microtransactions and gacha gameplay is involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
it does seem to take place in the same era that the Aria of Sorrow and Dawn of Sorrow take place in.
Is it a free-to-play game or is it a pay pay game.
It doesn't say, but you can sign up for the Japanese closed beta test.
Yeah. The screenshots look wonderful. I mean,
And
this.
you've got like only a couple days before you get an email telling you you're part of the beta test.
Yeah. I'm looking at one of these screenshots, and it looks like the lighting is on point. Graphics are great. I mean, it looks good, but
Well, it
hopefully.
looks good. Doesn't mean it animates well or plays well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we haven't don't have any video
There's no
on it.
video footage
Yeah,
here.
no video, but it. I mean, from the screenshots, looks good.
At least it's a 2D game and they didn't go
Yeah,
with a 3D engine.
yeah. Bridget's in chat. What's up, Bridget? Even though she's sitting right here, but it looks good, man. I don't know.
Does
I'm.
look like it's using artwork from Ayami Kojima, though.
Yeah. It's
Or at least
looking.
someone who's emulating that style very well.
Yeah, the very least the screenshots look good. Hopefully they will be good to
But it
go
doesn't
with
matter
it.
since we're getting our own Castlevania game within a couple months from now,
Yeah,
not to mention the one we're going to talk about later.
I know which one you're talking about, Eric. Let's move on to the next story break.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Udaware Rumono Zon will be released in Japan on September 27th. I have
Wow.
no idea what I just said.
I have no idea
Utewa
what.
Utewa
Yeah, what Eric
The first,
said.
yeah, what Eric said, the first action spin-off game in
And it's
that
Zon, not
series.
Zan.
At this point, I don't even care. Also announcing a September 27th release date in Japan. The game's genre is described as a combo action game. And as you can see in the trailer, but you can if you're listening, it plays like a hack and
Basically,
slash
it's
action game that can
Warriors.
be seen in Dynasty Warriors, Sengoku, Basara, or Fate Extillia game. So yeah, this is just another Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, I'm playing the trailer
It's made by
now.
Tamsoft, though, so maybe, unlike most of Tamsoft's output, they'll actually put effort into this.
Yeah, I'm looking at the what you call it, the trailer, and I looked at it before, and I'm impressed. I'm not a big Dynasty Warriors guy, but looks pretty good. Looks worth checking out at the very least. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Super Neptune.
Neptunia.
Neptunia.
Plutonia.
I know, like plutonium or something. Super Neptunia RPG heading to the West on PS4 and Switch this fall. It's part of the Hyper Dimension Neptunia. I think we all know that.
This is what the Brave Neptunia game is in Japan.
Ah,
This
I
is
gotcha.
that game.
Okay. Well, there you go. September, what did I just say? September something. Looks like in Japan, original released the 27th of September this year, and then fall, same time here. So we'll be getting it soon. All right, Eric, next story.
It's a Western developed game. I expect we get it at the same time.
Yeah. All right, next story. This next story is a quickie. Go ahead, Eric.
Next story is Chrono Trigger on Steam's getting its second major patch update, and here are some of the changes. A new battle user interface has been added on the look and feel of the original Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
An option has been added to select between the UI optimized for controller, keyboard, or the current one for mouse and touch, if you want to do it that way for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And the game can now be paused during battle by using the pause button on controller or space bar on the keyboard. Because I
Ah.
guess you couldn't do it before, which is really bad.
No,
Wait, you couldn't pause the game?
Not on the iPhone, apparently. Or
Wow.
the iPad. Or any
Wow.
kind of
The
tablet,
iPhone is like the one system you need to pause the most, right?
yeah, for
It
sure.
is a.
Android and iOS, like,
Yep.
since it's a straight mobile port, of course that didn't translate, or it did translate,
Wow.
based on your perspective, but adjusted the look of playable characters on the world map, because apparently they were also screwed up like the actual battle sprites were.
Yeah.
So that's more in line with the original version of Chrono Trigger. Now, the resolution of animated cutscenes has been improved, because that was garbage before.
Yeah.
The display of animated cutscenes has also been increased, so I guess there was cropping before, and now there isn't.
Widescreen.
But, fixed instances where the game slowed down during certain scenes, which should not happen on a mobile game of an SNES game.
Yeah. You know, when
Breakdown font has been updated and other small bug fixes.
Yeah. You know, Eric or Break brings up a good point that it seems like the pause button is a quote feature. Remember
no,
that?
It's they're not charging for it. I was just kidding. Like it was like Eric said,
pretty
it was
sure
one of
the original game
like
you could pause.
I'm wondering if we're ever going to get to
the
point.
Music would keep going, but the game would pause.
I'm wondering if in the future we're going to have to pay for options like that. Like you have to pay to be able have the ability to jump, or have the ability to pause, or have the ability to walk.
There is going to be a game like that.
Well, God of War, like God of War, is a really really good game, and I get a 10 out of 10. But
yeah,
one of the things they could have done was like not have you have to buy the moves where you can do a dash attack. That should have just been standard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and along those same lines, if you want the next hour or so of RP Grinders, please insert $10.
Pay to wait. Yep. I mean, Jim Sterling was free to wait, but I said pay to wait because you're basically being convinced to pay for gems so you could get through the rest of the game.
Yeah.
But you're still technically waiting anyways, because the game isn't really a game you play so much as you watch.
Yeah.
So you're still waiting technically.
But pay to wait, I like that. Or pay to listen. That you know what? We should come up with that concept for podcasts. Pay to listen. And just
I think Giant Bomb beat us though.
Oh, did they? Yeah. No, I mean like, you know, it's metered. Like you know, you go downtown.
Oh, you mean like a telephone line?
Yeah, you go downtown and you look for parking, and, you know, it's ridiculously expensive. So you find, like, a meter, and you put in, like, you know, a bunch of change, and it, like, gives
that's
you...
That's even worse than a subscription model.
Yeah, that's no, dude, this is going to make us millions of dollars. It is not worse. We need to convince everybody to listen to our show that way. All right, Break, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site. This isn't unexpected news.
Or maybe we could treat it like Nintendo's Nintendo Switch Online service, where you get like a trickle of episodes every so many weeks.
We'll come up with the model. Go ahead, Break.
It is no surprise to anyone, Sony will soon cease production of physical PlayStation Vita games.
Yeah.
Along with the recent news that Sony will stop including PlayStation Vita games with the PlayStation Plus Instant Game Collection starting next March, it looks like, according to a new report out of Kotaku... Wait, why am I reading this off RPG site then?
If I were over the hardware of the Vita, because a lot of the games that get put on there are ports of other versions on other platforms, and they're not up to snuff performance-wise.
Yeah.
It's like, just put everything on the Switch now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think that's just the developers gave up on the system a long time ago. Yeah, and I guess I can understand why. I mean, it didn't sell.
Yeah.
I don't know how it did across the world, but in America, like, it was... Nobody bought it.
It's a shame.
Well, it's also partially Sony's fault for charging it so much for it, and then expecting it to succeed afterwards, and then giving up on it as soon as it stopped lagging instead of trying to fix it like Nintendo did with the 3DS.
Yep. Absolutely correct.
The game card production, they're going to finish that up by the end of fiscal year 2018, which would be March 31st, 2019.
Yeah.
Skipping ahead, from the same report, it appears developers still interested in the platform will have until June 28th, 2018 to submit product code requests. So you can still have your games made on the PSP or PS Vita, but you get a... Better get to it and send your code in. While the depth of the physical PlayStation Vita production and perhaps a lot of work specialty companies like Limited Run Games can perform.
Fuck Limited Run Games, by the way. I hate their business model.
The PlayStation Vita never really caught on as well as its predecessor, especially in the West compared to Japan. Although it received a refresh in the form of slimmer handheld and redone buttons, among other changes, the Vita...
Don't forget the PSTV as well.
The Vita continued to be seemingly a disappointment in the eyes of Sony, and while it has been a bastion for those interested in visual novels and niche RPGs, even those have started to appear in large numbers on the Nintendo Switch, while the Nintendo 3DS continues to perform strongly.
Yeah, the 3DS killed the Vita once they got that straightened out.
Although I think the 3DS is just about done too. I think the about the only developer that's continuing to support it, or the only two developers that I know of are continuing to support it, are Nintendo and Atlas, because Atlas still has a few 3DS games in the works, like Etrian Odyssey X and or Cross, whatever it's called.
The 3DS
and the planned Persona Q 2.
Yeah.
Well, we know Nintendo wants everybody to switch to the Switch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Nintendo is still supporting the 3DS for as long as it's viable, though.
I was going to say for as long as it makes them money, because it's still making them money.
Oh, yeah.
But their overall plan is to get everybody to buy a Switch, to go from the 3DS to the much powerful Switch.
This is why there's going to be a 3DS version of Captain Toad.
Here's a question
I'm
for you guys.
Curious about, because I want to see how good the 3D looks in that.
Here's a question for you guys. Do you think that Sony or Microsoft's next system is going to follow what Nintendo's doing and have a hybrid system that's like really super powerful?
I'm not sure.
I can
if
see.
I
don't know.
It's
because
not going to be till 2025 or something.
Yeah, but
it'd be just too difficult to make a miniature handheld PS4 or something.
Why? Why?
Every time
the Tekken
Sony and
wouldn't be able to fit in a form factor like the Switch.
I think within a year or two, Eric. I think now.
Yeah, within a year or two, it'd be possible, but it'd be expensive. So I'm talking about profitable.
No.
So for one thing, both Sony and Microsoft are not resistant to using the other's like products and stuff like that, using their type of technology. But at the same time, they lost a lot of money when they tried to copy the Wii.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Kinect and the
motion,
PlayStation motion. Yeah, the whatever they call it. I can't remember.
Yeah, but
actually,
I think
Microsoft
wands
made quite a bit of money with the Kinect. They got exactly what they wanted from it. It's just the Kinect just didn't take off like they wished they.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Because I look at a system like the PS Vita, which is the most powerful handheld system, you know, not counting
phones. No, the Switch is.
Hold on.
I keep telling you, the Switch is a.
Eric, let me finish my point, then you can correct me, okay? What I'm saying is, handheld systems, like, that's a hybrid system. That's not purely a handheld system, the Switch. When I look at the Switch, I look at it as.
This is what I beg to differ, Frank. I mean, it is a portable console, which has an input.
Okay.
Slot
Eric, I'm gonna I'm gonna interrupt you because I need to get this point out, and then we can discuss. Okay. What I'm saying is, I look at a system like the PS Vita, which is a pure handheld system that is the most powerful in the world right now. The PS Vita. I'm not talking about a hybrid system like Nintendo's, because most people are going to play the Switch on their TV and then take it on the go if they need to, like go to the bathroom or go to work or whatever. So it's kind of a hybrid system. But the Vita was super powerful. So why can't they transfer some of that tech into the PlayStation 5 and have something very similar? I mean, I'm looking at the Vita now. And they can do something equally as impressive, if not way more impressive, than what Nintendo does technology-wise. That's my point, Eric. Like I don't.
So I just told you.
I don't think that that it's out of the realm of possibility, and I think they're going to have to really, really think about it. I think
I'm telling you, just because they could do it doesn't mean they should do it at this time.
Wow.
It's like not only would it be expensive to do, it'd be hard to sell to consumers because it would also be still expensive to sell it to people.
I don't think it'd
fail for that reason.
Eric,
that's why they probably won't do it.
I
for
don't
a while.
Think it'd be as expensive as you think, and I don't think it would fail on Sony's part. Microsoft might have a hard time selling it, but Sony in Japan would probably rake in cash with a hybrid system, just like Nintendo. So,
and like I said, the Switch is a portable console. It just has an out TV out device. It's essentially like that connector device that you could use with the PSP.
Let me ask you this question, Eric.
Play games on the TV.
Eric,
that's basically what it is.
Eric, can you put that console in your pocket?
No.
Okay, then it's not a true portable console. When you can,
yeah,
put
but
it,
you could barely put the Vita in your pocket.
You could put it in your pocket.
In your pocket. Are you going to argue with that?
No, you can. You can put all of those in your pocket.
But it'd be cramped.
No, it doesn't matter. That's kind of the standard that you look at. Like the Switch to me is a little too big for a portable system. It doesn't fold up. It doesn't. There's nothing to. Which, by the way, they have folding technology. Which might be something that Nintendo would do before anybody else. But
Nintendo will probably do that next.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Like the flip phone type shit, but
just like make it more like the 3DS, and so it could have a clamshell design,
yeah,
of sorts.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the tech is not far away, Eric, and I don't think it's as expensive as you might think. Year or two, get that production cost down, and we might. I mean, PS5 might be something, because if you think about PlayStation, right, from the evolution, from the first one down to the fifth, you know, PS5, the technology changes, you know, basically, and I mean like basic, not like what Nintendo did radically with their systems. You know, they went from the GameCube to the Wii to the what came after the Wii? The Wii U, then now we have the Switch. So, you know, one of these companies, whether it be Microsoft or Sony, is going to do something, you know, something radical, I think. And my bet's on Sony if they do something, but who knows? Who knows what the – I'm not
I really don't think Sony's interested in portable consoles after – they've done nothing to help themselves with the last two.
Yeah,
they give up too easily. So
maybe
if they give up that easily on those two devices, what makes you think they're willing to do it a third time?
Probably third-party support. I think Sony has huge third-party support. So if Sony were to come out with something, they'd have support. But let's move on to the next story, Break.
I actually had 2 points I wanted to make on that.
Go ahead.
First off, the PlayStation 1 through 4, I mean, really, they weren't that vastly different types of systems.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
So
them
moving
basic
into the to a fifth.
Oh, really? Just like the last
well,
I checked.
Well, I let you guys
Eric,
guys freaking talk, goddammit.
Yeah, let Break talk.
I didn't say a damn thing.
Right. Go ahead, Break.
I just sat here and minded.
He minded his own business. Go ahead, Break.
Okay, no.
We heard Break's feelings.
I'm sorry. Anyway. No, what were you saying, Eric? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Break.
Okay. Like, basically, the systems have not changed. So yeah. I have a hard time seeing the PlayStation 5
really
being something that's changed. You know what I mean? Like, they're all disc-based home entertainment systems.
Yeah.
I don't mean, the technology.
That's what you meant? But
yeah.
Because architecture-wise, you'd be giving a very strange argument.
No, I know
I'm not talking about that. But the other argument was you were talking about like the cost earlier, and the cost of like the mobile devices and stuff like that. That's gone
way down.
It's gone way down. I think they
I'm talking
might,
about like
at the same time.
If you were to put a PS4, if you were to put a PS4's circuit board into something like the Switch's form factor, you couldn't do it because it's just too big.
Eric, you realize that pretty soon they're going to have a PlayStation Slim, right? PS4 Slim. Like
they already have a PS4 Slim. It's still too big.
No, I know, but I'm saying the tech will get easier and easier and cheaper and cheaper. Like it goes at
technology shrinks.
Yep.
I watched a video at Digital Foundry explaining why they couldn't do it now.
Yeah, because Digital Foundry,
even in the future, it's still going to be hard for them.
You know, Digital Foundry's full of shit sometimes. Sometimes I watch their videos and I think they're kind of biased. But I'm
just saying, like, this is my personal opinion, like, what I think. Like, I don't know for sure what the future is going to
look
like.
No, and that's what I said, too.
I'm saying, like, as far as, like, the PS4, I do not know what their next move is going to be.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's really hard for me to say if they'd go with a like a Switch technology or if they'd stay the same way they've always have, which is like a home entertainment system.
Also, I really don't expect them to call it the PS5. They're probably just kind of going with a new branding from this point.
Just start calling it PlayStation again. I could see them doing that.
Yeah, I could see them doing that too. That, I mean, I don't know. It's all exciting to talk about, and you know, E3's coming up, so we'll get more news. Maybe I
Oh
doubt
man,
hardware.
E3 is so excited.
I know. This next E3 probably is my most anticipated, despite all the leaks that I've had in a while. So I'm sure we're going to see more Dragon Quest there and some other stuff. But let's move on to the next
And
story.
Halo 6,
Yeah,
same.
yeah,
Can't wait.
yeah.
Teabag 6, you mean?
Teabag. Yes. I hope there's a button just for teabagging.
Yeah, that'd be funny. There is. It's called the X button, right?
I don't think I'll care about Halo again until like they actually make a decent storyline.
Yes. Sorry.
Next story break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Code of Princess EX. I'm gonna call it EX to annoy people. Launches July 31st in North America and Europe. Okay, well there you go.
Yeah, and I played the trailer and it looks pretty good. So, yeah, move.
If you
It's an
didn't buy the
action.
game before, then now's a good time. Although you'll have voice acting in Japanese, unlike the 3DS release.
This game is coming to the Switch, and it is a action-packed hack-and-slash gameplay featuring customizable RPG elements.
Also supporting Nicolas, which has a number of issues with that company.
This game looks
They're,
fun.
they're Nicolas is a company that it's hard for me to recommend supporting, even like especially for original IP that wouldn't exist without them otherwise. Because the one I'm by original IP, I'm not talking about something like Crystal Crisis, which is a crossover game featuring games and characters from other properties as well as their own. But because like they're a flaky company when it comes to like publishing stuff. They're basically on the level that Konami was when it started getting shitty.
I mean this game looks
I'm
pretty
talking
good.
about like the Silent Hill HD collection shitty.
Yeah, nobody's in chat today. That's kind of weird. Bridget's in chat. What's up, Bridget? Slow Cool is in chat but doesn't say anything. Electrical Longboard and Electrical Skateboard are always in there. Never say anything. I think those are bots. But yeah. No, this game looks okay. Graphics wise, I mean it's not, you know, on par with like the latest Castlevanias and you know stuff like that, but it looks gameplay wise looks fine. I don't see much wrong with it. Maybe I won't see much wrong with this, although I off the bat I do. And this comes to us from Gamatsu. Indivisible delayed to first half of 2019. And then there's a quick little blurb from Lab Zero
I
Games.
didn't even know this game had a release date.
I
So can we even really call it a delay? Because I don't think it had one.
I don't even, yeah, I don't
Yeah, I
remember.
hate when they do that. They say something's a delay when there's been no release date announced.
Well, you
They've
know what?
not
They've
even a
never done
release
that before.
window. It's like they never said it was going to come out in 2018.
Yeah, that's dumb. You can't say it's delayed if they haven't announced it. It means they're still working on it and leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah, maybe they did
And
announce
Shenmue
it.
3, too, has also gotten delayed to 2019. Let's just skip that story right now. It's like, yeah, I don't think it was going to come out in 2018 either, because they never said it was going to.
That's
What is
fine.
coming out is the Shenmue 1 and 2.
All right, Eric, go on to the Valhalla or VA11 Hall A story, please.
Yeah. VA11 Hall A, basically Valhalla.
Wow. You
Named to
know,
be Valhalla.
I'm not good with lead speak, so I didn't see that until you guys said it. I was trying to like figure out what the hell
Booze 'em
this fucking
Up
game.
Valhalla, a cyberpunk bartender action, which is a play on Metal Gear Solid because it's a visual novel adventure game in the vein of Snatcher and Police Knots, which also has ties to Metal Gear because Metal Gear has long cutscenes that kind of remind me of that, like the flow of it and stuff. But That's coming to PlayStation 4 and Switch in quarter one of first quarter of 2019. Publisher Yeastbird Games and developer Sukebon Games.
Yeah, it's an interesting premise. I don't know if this is something that I might play, but the premise is, at the very least, is interesting. Valhalla, or I hate when they do that. Do you guys like that when they put in numbers for letters? Like,
I don't give a shit.
I don't like it.
I'm sure that in the game, it's supposed to represent a serial code to something.
I guess it represents nothing to me. It just makes it look shitty. Just call it Valhalla.
Anyways, you can buy it available now for PS Vita and Steam for $14.99, so I'm going to assume that's going to be the same price once it releases on Switch and the PS4.
Yeah, right. It'll be $29.99 on the
Switch. Or if you already bought it for Vita, I'm sure it'll be a dual purchase release, so if you bought it, you get it.
All right. Interesting. $14.99 is not a terrible price. So
it does feature simplified Chinese and Japanese languages.
Oh,
Japanese players can get in on it.
Yeah, there you go. Japanese and Chinese players. There you go. All right. Next story, Eric. Or I'm sorry, break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Wait, no, I already did that one. You did that one. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Okami HD for Switch launches August 9th in Japan.
Okami.
Okami. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
It's only been out for like 10 plus years.
Yeah, it's a great game. Okami, I did not play the HD version. I did get a chance to play the original. Lots of fun. Water painting. It's a good game. Great game. I want to pick this up HD.
I've got it on PS4, but I'm considering selling it just to pick up the Switch version.
Yeah. I don't know what's.
Sure, I won't be able to get the 4K support anymore, but at least I'd be able to get on the go. That's worth sacrifice. Plus, I don't have a 4K TV anyway, or a PS4 Pro.
See, that's the problem I have. I have a 4K TV, so those things matter.
Well, the game looks beautiful enough that it's not going to be a significant improvement. I mean, sure, it will look better, but it won't look so much better.
I thought the same thing until I started playing a game on. Xbox Red Dead Redemption, and for a 360 game, man, that thing looks really good on a 4K TV, man. I don't
right,
know.
But you're
yeah,
not.
But that's also a completely different art style.
No,
so
I know. Eric, I wasn't saying it was going to be an all-worldly, you know, game changer, but I'm saying there is a difference. You know, I didn't think there was. Until I actually started delving into watching 4K movies and gaming and stuff. But yes, I'm a graphics whore. Break. All right, next story comes
You're
to
also Xbox whore.
No, I'm definitely not, man. I like the PlayStation better, but I do like my Xbox for sure. English PlayStation, actually Korean shoot 'em up, Shikondo Soul Eater coming to PS4. And this, I'm going to play a little bit of this. The guys, I'm not a big shoot 'em up guy, but there are certain games, like I remember when, what's that one where you switch back and forth between black and white?
Ikaruga.
I did like that game, even though it was really difficult, but this shoot 'em up looks pretty. It's got like a Japanese art style, and it looks really good. I would
kind of reminds me of Gouange, but it's like a Korean game.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm totally down for playing a game like this, and Breakman might be interested for the lovely visuals.
The game's core concept for getting higher scores is the bullet eater mode from Ikaruga, where you basically avoid killing the enemies. But you'll absorb their bullet shots.
I wonder.
But I guess that's used to power your attacks later.
I wonder if anybody's ever made a game like a shoot 'em up that you never, if you navigated through it without killing anything, then you get extra or something. I wonder if there's a game.
How about making that the true ending path? Don't fight anything.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Like something like Undertale or something where. You know, you don't really necessarily have to kill everything, but all right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is yeah, Zoe Anders, the second runner, Mars, has been dated for September 1st in the Americas and September 6th in Europe and Japan.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, other than the fact that stupid ads. They're going to be sold for $29.99 or €24.99 pounds. Sorry, not euros. I don't know what it is in euros, but I don't know why they didn't list that here. But it's kind of like, it's almost as if they kind of understand pricing parity sucks, so they docked it about 5 pounds.
Yeah.
How nice of them. They should have lowered it even further, but oh well.
That's
But,
about the what, 35 US, 24.99. That's I think that's the exchange rate, isn't it?
yeah, they're still getting screwed.
Yeah, they are.
It's just slightly cheaper now.
Are the wages are you're right there? Is this is a this a
Sorry about
yes.
that. I almost choked on my drink.
What you call it? The CYAL in chat says this is a podcast. Yeah, we'd like to think it is, but you know, you judge for yourself.
See y'all.
Yeah, see all the see
It's
all
more like a debacle.
the see all is his screen nick. Yeah,
Oh,
we do
sorry.
RPG talk and other a lot of you know, just nonsense on this show for the most part. But yes, we
Frank
are.
likes to think he's right every day.
Yeah.
JRPGs, and then we get into whatever the hell we feel.
Frank also likes talking about things he has no idea what he's talking about.
And usually Brake and I like fight about a lot of shit, and you know, that type of stuff ensues, and havoc ensues, basically is what I'm saying. So there you go. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. 8-bit adventure game Alwa's Awakening coming to Switch this summer. This is refreshing, guys. Check this out. Solve puzzles, fight enemies, and defeat bosses in an interconnected world. The CL is asking, did you talk about Chris Avellone dissing on Obsidian? I don't know the story on that, the CL.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know what's going on with
I
that,
haven't
so.
really paid attention to Obsidian news in like forever, since I hardly do anything anymore.
I do like.
Yeah, well, we mostly stick with JRPGs when we do the news. It's prime. I mean,
Yeah, but we
but
do
I
RPGs in
did
general.
review Alwa's Awakening on PC a while back
Oh, you
for
did?
Boston Bash Brigade, so you can read my review. And if you have a Switch, then you can pick up this version if
Is
you haven't
it?
bought it already. If you
Let's
like
get
to,
a.
if you like what you hear with the review,
Yeah.
consider going to my Patreon. Shameless plug,
Well,
hashtag
yeah.
shameless plug.
It looks good. I would assume that you had a good time playing this, Eric, because it looks like NES goodness. So, you know, there you go.
If you've like played Battle Kid, it's kind of like that, only it's less intense. It's definitely more user friendly
Yeah.
and accessible.
Yeah. The CL is talking about Chris Avellone posting on RPG Codex like 3 4 days ago that they wanted to force him not to make RPGs anymore. That's interesting. I
Oh, that's
can't.
wrong.
It is totally wrong. Like Obsidian made their bones by RPGs, so I don't see how they can get away from that model. Like, what do they want to do? First person shooters? Fuck that, man.
Here's a quote on well, we should do the news and then I'll read this story. Let's finish the articles that we have and then get to that.
Eric, next story, please.
Next story is I don't know. I spelled this wrong. I made a mistake. I had Gunvolt Chronicles. It's
Oh,
Gunvolt Chronicles, Luminous Avenger IX.
Cunvolt? What? No,
Not
I'm sorry. What? Oh, is this an
Freudian
explicit joke?
slip, man. Freudian slip.
Anyways, Inti Creates has announced Gunvolt Chronicles, Luminous Avenger IX. I lowercase X is capital for whatever reason. There's probably significance in the game, but I don't know what it is. It might have something to do with his weapon that has an X on it.
Looks good.
Anyways, this is basically Copen's standalone game, and it's like gonna probably be a interquel between Gunvolt 2 and 3.
Looks really good.
And he might not be a complete jerk anymore. who's basically a murdering racist who
Yeah.
kills psychic people
Yeah, for
because
sure.
he thinks they're dangerous or something. I mean, they
Yeah.
are dangerous, but he thinks all of them are bad.
Yeah.
That's not racist. I
Yeah.
mean, is psychic a race?
Well, they're
I know
different
I'm
enough from.
nitpicking, but I'm just
They're like the
saying.
mutants in X-Men, basically.
He's psychicist. That's what he is.
They're all
Psychicist.
called adepts, and they have like wildly different powers. They're not just like psychokinesis and telekinesis.
Yeah.
But don't tell him about us. Don't tell him about me and Frank, though. Don't let him know
Yeah,
about that.
don't. We
Like
don't
me
want.
and Frank are psychic.
I.
Well, here, we can show it off. Frank, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1 million.
35.
God, every time.
Every
You're right,
single
every
time.
time.
Every time. I know. Okay, break a number between 1 and 4.
Dick.
Oh, man. I'm two.
Yep,
Two.
you got it.
Yes.
You got it. See, every single time, man. I don't know what it is, but all right, break, you get the honor of doing the last story. This is exciting.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, 8-bit styled Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon, announced for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PS Vita, 3DS, and PC. Everything but the iOS, basically. NT Creates has announced Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon. NT Creates, that's the name of your company? A retro
They've been
style
around
action.
for a long time. They've been around since Megaman Zero.
Really? I don't. I've never. Never mind. Anyway, the game, retro style action game based on the upcoming Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night. It will launch digitally for PlayStation 4. Yeah, I already said that. On May 24 for $9.99. So this
Next
Thursday.
Thursday. It
Yep.
looks really good. This is on the heels of that other
I
game that's
wish I
coming.
could contact Fangamer so I could get my copy of the game early ahead of
Yeah,
people.
that would be cool, man. MXT is in chat. What's up, MXT? But shout out to you. I thought chat was going to be blank today, but we got the CL first timer. What's up,
So yeah,
man?
I'm the one of the people that actually gave $60 to Iga so he could make his game, and this is the bonus game they did while they made it.
Yeah, that's really cool, man.
Basically, Iga is not involved in this. It completely integrates, but he did say there was going to be a prequel game,
Yeah.
which originally was a plan to be a side game, and well, that wasn't a prequel.
I'm excited for Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night, but this is awesome, man. I can't wait for these games.
And
They
it's like
look
a
great.
total, it's a total tribute to Castlevania 3 because you've got the one dude that's a magic user who's basically Siphia, and you've got the Alucard-like guy who throws bats and turns into a bat, and you've got Miriam who plays exactly like Trevor, and then you've got Zenketsu who basically is Denasti only without the ability to cling to the ceilings. And he is a whip too, but it's only for diagonal attacks.
All right,
All right.
that's the
So
news.
we're done with the news. So we told the new chatter that we're going to talk about this. Let me see here. Chris Avalone. Guess I'm pronouncing it right. I don't know. I pronounce everything wrong. So probably, I should guess I'm pronouncing it wrong. Sorry, dude. Veteran designer and writer of defunct Black Isle Studios and former CCO of Obsidian Entertainment, involved in the development of games such as Fallout 2, Planescape, Torment, Star Wars Knights of the Republic 2, The Sith Lords, Neverwinter Nights 2, Alpha Protocol, FTL Advanced Edition, Prey, and Divinity Original Sin 2, has taken to the controversial forum RPG Codex to talk about his departure from Obsidian on June 9th, 2015, almost 3 years ago. In the comments section of the lengthy and personal interview, where he even mentioned his mother's battle of cancer, he proceeded to talk very openly about the exact terms and conditions of his departure, and in doing so, implicates the upper management of Obsidian in a very delicate and compromising situation. And here's what he said. I didn't get anything when I left Obsidian. There were no share payouts, no equity, and this was in addition to the other logistical problems around the departure. The sudden cancellation of my health insurance, problems with my 401k, errors in Obsidian's accounting, and several existing independent contracts they refused to uphold. Realizing my family issues and the debt therein, however, they did make an attempt to leverage that into a far more confining separation agreement that would remove my right to work on RPGs and my silence in all issues that could pertain to Obsidian or any other company that would be involved with or the CEO had a percent in.
Did he have an NDA that said that? Is that what he said? Was it?
I don't know. Let me go ahead and finish. Yeah. Fig Zero Radius, Dark Zero Industries, etc. This included an inability to critique games I worked on. Much of my critiques on my own games tend to be blunt, and not being able to speak on them felt unnatural to me. I can understand that rule, but the fact that they don't want them to work on RPGs, period, that's wow, that's way over the line.
I know, that's weird. Like you just
that's kind of like Konami kicking out Kojima bad.
Yeah, you just heard the list of games that he was involved in, and I think what 9 out of those, actually all of them were RPGs, weren't they? Like, I know the guy's talented and all, but to prevent him from doing something that, you know, made his bread and butter from the start, like, I don't see how that's possible, man. I don't think that would hold up in court. He should just make his own company. Go it alone. You know, that's my suggestion. That's my take. I don't know. What do you think, Brake?
Well, just to continue, there's more. The company involvement silence worried me more, however, as it meant that anything illegal happened with any of these companies, these could include serious charges like accounting issues, silence on harassment issues with regards to employees, perjury related to company documents and payments. I couldn't speak about the issue, even if I felt strongly against what was revealed. You know what? I agree, but at the same time, like, that's every company. Every company has that rule. While all this is good and for Obsidian upper management, and it is what is Ned popped up on me.
I hate that.
Man. Okay, let's see here. While this is good for Obsidian's upper management and is what's sometimes considered good business, quote unquote, I did feel it showed a lack of ethics. I don't know why I said quote unquote because everything else is quoted.
Yeah.
So anyway, skipping ahead, thank you for contacting us. And this is one of the crowdfunding backers of Pillars of Eternity took to Obsidian's official forums and announced that he requested a refund. The company CIO, Darren Monahan, mm-hmm. one of the original co-founders, along with CEO Fergus GP of development Chris Parker, CTO Chris Jones, and thank you for having easy names to pronounce, and CCO Avalone, wrote a personal response to the request, including a placating comment about the episode. Thank you for contacting us, and I'll be happy to take care of that for you. It may take a few days to get the refund on the Fig side, as I need to have them process it, but I can refund the PayPal DLC purchase right away.
Yeah.
Regarding the comments from Chris, we have and still do wish him nothing but the best for him and his family's future. We sincerely thank you for having backed us. Thank you again.
Dungeons in chat, he says, oh, wow, the Obsidian news. Yeah, Droms, man, for sure.
We're not done either. There's more.
Okay.
There's another one. This is the update. And another let me skip ahead here. The latest revelation from about 2 hours ago, which is I think the 8th, so, you know, a week and 10 days ago, I'm sorry, brought up Obsidian CEO Fergus directly when asked whether he had been fired. Sorry, dude, I can't. Every time I try to pronounce your name, I cough. I'm sorry. No, after raising some questions about company finances and other issues, Fergus de-ownered me, which I didn't have a choice in, and then told, but don't worry, we'll still allow you to work on Tyranny for us. And my response was, that's okay, you can work on it by yourself. before this seems unusual, de-ownering was actually a common threat tossed around, so it wasn't specific to me. If anyone raised objections to the event going on, the response was often, you don't sound like you want to be an owner anymore, and never address the actual issues being brought up. Not surprisingly, this shift in being de-owned, which is a really weird term to me, coincided with taking place shortly before the first royalty payments from Eternity came in, which meant that the surviving owners can... Is it surviving owners? Like, what happened? Was there a shootout? got a much larger share with me de-owned. I don't mind that, as I didn't want royalty payments from Eternity, but I don't think the other owners deserve royalties either, except maybe a set amount for Darren for the backer portal work he put in. The team deserved all of it. It was a good business decision, but not good ethics.
Yeah, sounds unethical to me. And it also sounds like The owners had like infighting, and that's never ever good in a business, because then you get situations where two of the owners want to boot one out, or you know what I mean? Like it just it seems kind of unfair. I'm wondering if there's going to be some legal ramifications from it. I don't know.
He said a lot more, and I'm just gonna post it in chat. But you know, that's it, those were the basic ones. We get it.
We get it for sure, and that's man, that really sucks. I don't know what to say. It saddens me, but maybe it sets Chris free to do what he wants to do. You know, I don't know. Usually genius comes out of things like that, you know. I can think
Well,
of.
we are taking one guy's word for it. Just to say, maybe that's not exactly what happened.
Yeah, we can.
I mean,
You're
if
right.
it is, it's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, I'm just saying we shouldn't jump to conclusions. We shouldn't automatically assume just because somebody says something that that's the truth.
Yeah.
But what was said, I mean, if that's the truth, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. And I can honestly tell you he handled it correctly. You know what I mean? Like he said, no, I'm not going to work on this thing. You can do it yourself, you know? And I mean, yeah, if you're not appreciated. The CL says, I think they're just trying to intimidate him. I really don't think you can force a person not to create something. And then Dungeon says, it was terrible how they tried leveraging what was going on with his wife health-wise against him, if true. Yeah, see,
Yeah,
that's the thing.
exactly. If true, like that's
Yeah.
just disgusting. And
Yeah.
some of the other stuff we read, like that's like you said, unethical, but with his wife, like that's just disgusting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like
Well,
you want your wife to be healthy, right? Well, you should do this. I mean, they didn't say it, but it's kind of implied at that point.
this just means inevitably, if Chris goes to Kickstarter, everybody's got to support that Kickstarter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how you handle shit with your wallet, not your mouth, you know? All right, homie discounts to Toys R Us. They still doing their
Yes, and I will actually. No, I'll go ahead and say it now. I was gonna save it for like a sweeto, but
Okay.
they are up to 50% off on gaming, and we talked
Ooh.
about last week if DBZ game was still there, I was gonna pick it up, $30,
Yeah.
and it was. So I got that.
Yes.
I was checking some other games to see the prices of them, and there was one game that came up for $298.
Yeah.
I'm like $298. No, $2.98. Really? I'll buy that one.
Ooh, wow.
Far out,
Damn.
or fault far out. Jesus Christ!
Fallout.
Far
No,
out,
not Fallout.
man. That's a
Far
stoner
Cry.
version
I
of
don't like. I
Fallout.
don't know what I was trying to say. Far Cry 4, for
Far
two dollars
out.
and 98 cents.
You gotta be kidding me, man. $2.98? You should have bought another copy and sent it to me.
That was the last
Or
copy.
me.
Yeah.
It was the last copy. I'm sorry. I would have got
Oh,
more.
all right.
So it was $2.98 before the 50% off.
Yeah.
So I got Far Cry 4 for
Yeah, Toys R Us isn't like
$1.50.
completely closing until like July, I think.
Yeah, they still got a
July
little.
or June. Yeah, they're a lot of their stuff is still about 30% off, but for some reason the games they've just heavily discounted. They're up to 50. I
Yeah.
know,
Sorry,
not
like
nice. Yeah,
I
I'm
was
gonna take a
dinner today.
picture of
I
the
forgot
receipt
to
for it and
stop
put it on
in.
something.
Yeah. How
Yeah,
dare you? I'm
I'll
gonna
probably
because
check
I
it
want.
out.
Hold on, Eric. What
We'll
were you
check it
saying,
out
Vic?
when I go to see Solo.
Yeah,
I want to
we'll.
go back and like check like a lot more of their games, see if there are any more like games
Oh,
heavily
damn.
discounted like that. That was crazy. Their systems were still at 50%, 15% off, but there was a sign up about things starting to increase or something. So I'm gonna ask him about that next time I go in.
Cool. Cool.
Because I'm gonna keep checking just for anybody else, even though I don't really need anything at this
Yeah.
point. Because I got a bunch of games. Like at this point, I bought a few of them from there.
Yeah, any
I don't need anything else at this point. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I got so many games to pass. Like, I'm
Yeah,
not even thinking about getting anything right
I've
now,
got
man.
review code up the eyeballs, despite the fact that May I thought was going to be a dead month.
CL says, anyone play State of Decay 2? My answer is no, but that's a game that I'm highly interested in, CL.
I don't
So
know. I mean, the first one was all right, and the
yeah.
second one's apparently only marginally better.
You know what other one that looks pretty good is Days Gone. That one looks really good. I think that game looks pretty good. Any Twitter questions or comments, Break? Nothing. That's what we get from Break. Well, maybe the CL can send us in comments. We take comments at RP Grinders. Anything that you say can and will be used against you on this show. So, yes, we do take comments at RP Grinders. What have you been playing?
Which just never gets used. Nobody ever tweets me, sends me nothing.
I know.
Like, you know what? I want it to be an advice column. Send me like what your relationship status is. And, you know, if you're having heartbreak issues, like if you're having a fight with your girl, because you aren't cleaning the bathroom,
or you're listening
to
RP Grinders, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, you're listening to RP Grinders when you should have cleaned the bathroom.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. I would advise you to tell that bitch to shut her mouth. You're listening to the show.
Oh, that's sexist, man.
No. Here,
all right, the CL says
490 episodes, but never heard of this podcast.
I was just gonna say,
you're not the only one.
Yeah, you're one of like 6 billion people on the planet that have never heard of our podcast, CL. Were you locals? I'm local, and I know Eric is local, and I know Break is local. I don't know where you're at, but they're local to where they're at. So
we're from Ohio, and Frank's from Colorado.
Yeah, Denver. That's where I'm from. The Mile High City. And they call it Mile High.
Me and Brick are on the opposite ends of Ohio.
Yeah, you guys are on the opposite ends of Ohio. It's weird. But yes, nobody's heard of this show. So, yeah, we're just a show. 10 episodes till 500. Can you believe that? We've been around for over 10 years, right, Eric? Like, man, crazy.
I haven't been here for 10 years. I've only barely been here for 9, and that won't happen until, like, July.
Yeah, yeah. And, I've been doing this show for 10 years. Probably some may say 10 years too long, but, you know, whatever. All right, Break.
I wonder who the some people are.
What's that? Yeah, and Break just got here, like, what, 3 days ago? Like, you know.
NXT's been here since he's known about chat, I guess.
Yeah. Where's our website? The CL says no website, man. You can go to
we have a podcast feed, but that's it.
Yeah, we just have a podcast.
We lost the website because Frank's poor.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. Was that allowed?
No, that's absolutely
true. The
website
was also just a podcast feed, but now we don't even have a domain to host that.
Yeah, I gotta get. See, that's why we have a nifty tiny URL that directs you to. GoFundMe so we can get our URL back, but that's for another day. I'm not worried about that. Break, what have you been playing? Apparently we have a blog spot according to the CL like 7 years ago. That's news to me. News to me, wow. CL. Yeah. All right.
I have no idea. I just started like a week ago.
Hey, where is this link? I'd like to find it and see what it says about us.
Break, how many years have you been with Grinders?
I honestly have no idea.
It's got to be like 7 or 8, right? Like
either
like
that or they're stealing our name.
Yeah, probably. They'd steal everything from you. Oh, rpgrinder.blogspot.co.uk.
Yeah, that's totally not us.
That's totally not us.
It's RP Grinder.
How dare you? How dare you steal our name? RP Grinder. Fake RP Grinder in the UK. How dare you? Yeah, it's with an S. That's the distinction there. But what have you been playing, Break?
I go to Podbean and I do a search for a show, and what comes up is episode 94.
Episode 94.
Featuring Eric.
What?
I don't know what's going on. It's probably my stupid connection.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Because I forgot to plug in my my wire because my internet on this laptop.
What?
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2 comes out on Switch next week.
Oh,
X. Cool. Legacy. Mega Man X.
Yeah.
No. Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2. X is July.
That is fucking weird. Like I
what's this? Are you talking about on the Wii or the
on the Switch? Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, that's
down.
Weird.
He's going to come up with it too. What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me keep talking. I'm sorry. What was that? What have I been playing?
Yeah.
I've been playing the same stuff I always play. Yeah, for new listener, I play the same shit over and over again. So I've been playing mostly the South Park phone game. They do an event every week, and this week it's to get a new character, which I would like because he's a legendary character, which probably means he's strong and shit, which would be awesome. I played a little bit of Gears of War 4, but I think I played more than anything Killer Instinct.
Yeah. I wanted to get Killer Instinct when it was on sale, but I didn't have any money. But that's cool, man. Yeah. Good game for sure. Have you been playing with Wyland at all? Like the
I haven't. I try and log into our account and it says our account. Yeah, you should try and log into our Podbean account. You should take a look at that.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
If somebody's logged in, somebody else can't log in. That's
I closed it. I'm down. Yeah. I'm out.
I see it. I'll have to take care of that next week or the week after. we'll be back on Podbean for sure. But at least we're on YouTube. That sucks, man. Fuck. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that to
our
attention.
Are you sure you didn't forget to pay Podbean?
No, that's what happened. It expired, and I got to get back to paying that. But that requires money that I don't have right now. So, like I said, a couple weeks. All right. What have you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing a couple different games. I played some more Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey Redo. The review is on totallygn.com along with Forgotten Anne's review is finally up now. And hopefully later, if not already, the review for Code Realized Bouquet of Rainbows is up. As well as Blossom Tales, but that's on VogNetwork.com.
Okay.
That's the Switch version of Blossom Tales. It's more of an impressions than a review because most of that game in my preview, and then I did a review of the actual game when I finished playing it, most of it. Got like to the end of the game, and then I felt that was good enough, and I never got around to actually finishing it, even though I'm in the final area. But the Switch version, I need to play more and actually finish it this time. Hopefully when somebody makes a guide, because I'm having a hard time figuring out all the secrets, because one of the problems with the game is that it doesn't have a really good legend for the map. The map's really primitive, so like it's hard to tell what you've done, what you haven't done, or what you need to do. But that's just a little preview of the review. But other than that, I decided I'd pick up Assassin's Creed Origins since I found it on Newegg for $30. Finished it in a weekend and a couple days. And that was the main game, and I spent at least 40 hours playing that, because it is a pretty big game. And the reason why it took so long is because it's one of the game's weak points. You're pretty much forced to play the side quest, otherwise you'll be too weak to fight the stronger guys. I know it's supposed to be a stealth game, you should probably avoid combat, but combat's totally doable in this game. Because, like, otherwise trying to stealth it completely is very, very difficult. And like if you're having real trouble, you could do the in-game microtransactions system, which is gross because it's microtransactions, but Ubisoft said it's okay because it's in-game currency, you don't have to spend real world money, it's still gross.
But
Assassin's Creed Origins is a highly refined version of their franchise, so it is the best playing Assassin's Creed Origins especially since it has RPG elements that make the game a little bit more palatable, and it feeds into that reptilian part of your brain that says, I want more loot and stronger gear.
Yeah.
But the story is interesting, but like I said, like you're doing all side quests there are points in the game where you have to do side quests in order to have high enough level in order to do missions without having a too terrible of time. But I felt like the the biggest problem with this game is that there aren't enough set pieces, and most of the side quests are repetitive because they're usually the same type of side quests. And it kind of reminds me of all the busy work that you play in a normal overworld game, and that's Ubisoft's big problem. It's like they're all pretty much the same, except they changed out the skin and the lore and the stuff like that. It's like, so it's more of a pick your poison, unless you happen to like every single thing Ubisoft does because you're some kind of zealot or something, or sycophant. But so I'm kind of underwhelmed with this game. I'm gonna give it a 7. No, it's like lots of other people are giving it like 9s and 10s. So, like, are you biased, or did you really like it that much because you're easily contented?
Well, I'm easily contented. Oh, sorry. But
yeah. Something else. Are you done with your games, Eric?
Other than that, I played The Last Guardian, which I'll have a review for next week because I'm not quite finished with it. I'm like at the very end part.
Okay, cool.
What I can say about that is that, and you really need a PS4 Pro because the frame rate issues, while not rampant, are frequent enough to be like, yeah, this is not good.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, other than that, it's janky as hell because it's a Team Ico game. And they're always janky.
Yeah. All right. I've been playing a little bit of MPQ. As I said earlier, I played a little Red Dead Redemption on the Xbox One. It looks pretty, man. I can't believe that's a 360 game. It looks really good. And a little bit of Alien Isolation.
Yeah, there was to get back to what Dungeon Bros are saying about side quests were great. It's like, yeah, there were a few good standout ones that have meaty story content, but a lot of them are most like just go here and do this thing that you did in another side quest, only with different characters involved.
All right, let's move on to our reviews. You already did your Assassin's Creed one, Eric. Let's do your not Wolverine 2 review, spoiler free, please.
Not Wolverine 2 is a story about a person who's not Wolverine. It's Deadpool 2. I like this movie a lot more than the first one, even though it's like it's on the same quality, but I liked it more just simply because there's more mutant action going on in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's like the first movie was an origin story, so it's like, of course, it's not going to be terribly interesting. The first movie was more about this is a franchise that we're going to make, and this is how we're going to sell you to it. So this is Deadpool. He's wacky and funny and goofy and stupid and stuff like that. So it keeps that vibe, but yeah, a lot more mutant involvement makes it more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what are you going to give Not Wolverine 2?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
8.5 out of 10. Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. All right.
I gave the first one an 8, so yeah, it's better than that.
Yeah, I'm going to give, like, I wanted to do a Jessica Jones Season 2 review last week.
Break, you can come back now.
Yeah, you can come back now, Break. Break, you back?
We might have to message him.
Yeah, message Break, Eric, while I talk about, stuff. They're talking about in chat, me not paying the bill, which is right. That's really weird. They didn't notify me. That's what happened. But anyways, Jessica Jones Season 2, I'm in full agreement with Break. Like, Jessica Jones, she's just not a likable character this season. Like, I know the first season was kind of the same. But I totally agree with Break. Jessica Jones Season 2, no, there's no really likable characters. I mean, that Malcolm guy was pretty likable until towards the end, but still, yeah, I don't know what to say about the season. I was highly disappointed. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, me too. Oh. The first, I thought the first season was so good.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me? I asked a while back about when Voltron season 5 was coming on Netflix. Apparently, it's been on there for a while now.
Wow. All right, so now we're on to our stinkos. Breakman, you have a stinko.
Oh, my stinko goes too. This is where the show goes completely off the rails for new guy in chat. And for the first half of the show, we talk a lot of JRPGs and RPGs, the gaming in general and stuff like that. But now we start talking about anything we want to, I guess, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
And what's going on for me is there's something that's happening. We call these stinkos, which means this is shit.
Yeah.
Stuff we hated hearing about that week.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. This is from USA Today. Just one example of many. What's going on is I'll just go ahead and read some of this. CEOs aren't disclosing their real compensation. The pay gap is much worse than you think. Yes.
I think we all knew this though.
This is something that we all knew, but now we are finally starting to get concrete numbers on. This is, in my opinion, probably the biggest problem in America right now. And I'm not saying like the biggest problem in life. And I'm not saying this is worse than cancer. It's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But as far as like a country, I think this is the biggest problem. What's wrong with America right now? As the CEO of the company is making far more than everybody else on the staff.
Yeah.
Beginning this year, public companies must compare the pay of their CEOs with that of their medium employee, required by Dodd-Frank. And I don't say this often, but thank you, Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't say that often. disclosure of the CEO pay ratio has produced some jaw-dropping numbers. Aptiv, a maker of auto parts, I don't know what auto parts they make, reported that its CEO made 2,526 times more than its median employee.
Hmm. Yeah.
Are you hearing me, Frank?
I'm hearing you, dude. Like I
2,526 times.
Yeah.
What the average employee makes.
Yeah, this is a huge deal. We talked about this before.
This is why, we talked about this before when we were saying how things back in the 50s and 60s were better for employees because they were taking home more money. And I don't know if this article references it, but I did see another article comparing kind of numbers of today compared to back in the 60s. And minus the racism and everything else back then, but employees versus CEO wealth. The CEO was taking home about 30 times what the regular employees was. Now they're taking home in this case, 2,500 times.
Yeah.
Just to read some more, the CEO pay ratio was 2,483 to 1 at the temp agency Manpower Group, 1,804 to 1 to an amusement park owner at Six Flags, 1,465 to 1 to Del Monte Produce. And this is just the CEO.
Yeah. Well, look, we've talked about this before, Brake. At what point is enough money enough money, you know? And I think this goes along with this tax cut. Like, not only are these guys getting paid what they're getting paid, but they're going to get a huge raise based on those tax cuts. You know, it's like
they manipulate the system in ways that were never meant to be used.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, and our government aids them in doing it.
Yep. Absolutely. It's crazy. It's just crazy, man. What, even at 30 times I could see, I mean, that's. Well,
30
reasonable.
Times is a lot of money, but at the same time, it's like, well, that guy owns the company, yeah. So I want him to be happy too. But he's making sure his employees are getting paid too.
Yeah.
But when you're giving the boss, the guy at the top, that much of a differential between him and the rest of the staff, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's really not doing as much work to earn that kind of compensation, you know. When you're that high up, you're more of a figurehead than somebody who's actually doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You sign off on paperwork. You tell people you go do that, and they do it for you.
Yeah, I don't even know. There's not much more I can add to that break. We've talked about this ad nauseum before. There is a wage gap, and it's really weird. They went with the median employee. Can you imagine their entry level? It's probably something like 5,000 to 1.
That's doesn't include stock options, actually.
Oh yeah, not to mention stock options and golden parachutes.
And you're right. The entry level employees, the differential is going to be humongous. But the people who have been there for, 5, 10 years, something like that, when they get pay rate increases, they're getting marginal increases. They're not getting something to. Whereas they're getting a marginal increase, the CEO is getting these huge increases, and they're not there.
It's but sickening.
Like we said, back in the 50s and 60s, you can work an average job and have a family and a house.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just doesn't work anymore. It doesn't.
See, back in the day, in the
technically, 50s, we should be getting at least somebody like me should be getting double what I earn now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, $15.
I think a lot of us should be getting about double what we earn now.
Yeah, well, in my case, that's zero. So, it could be 100 times.
Good for you, Frank. Yeah,
exactly. You mean from zero to an actual dollar?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So going back to Aptiv, the CEO, after you add in gains and his options from his shares of stock, 5,760 to 1.
Oh, geez, see, that's what I'm saying.
Because a lot of these, companies, they give the CEO stock shares without charging them any fees or anything like that. The type of things that they charge the regular employees. Their benefits, just on top of benefits, it's ridiculous. Oh, here we go. Scrolling down a little. From 1978, which is the year I was born, to 2016, inflation-adjusted CEO compensation for S&P 500 CEOs rose 937%, while typical workers' real wages grew only 11%.
Yeah, what a shocker there.
That's right there. It sums it up.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The guy at the top is taking all the money.
Yeah, that's – I mean – that's the case with all the banks, that crook that they had at Wells Fargo when they were defrauding customers and creating accounts and customers' name was
and all those guys only get slaps on the wrist,
Yeah.
They don't get really punished. The only way those guys ever get punished is if they screw over rich guys.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And it's not that way in other countries. Other countries, those CEOs, if they aren't on the up and up, they do get put in jail for bullshit.
America far outpaces other countries in CEO earning wage gap.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Is there a solution? I guess is the question. And I say,
I know there are states that are talking about taxing CEOs for that, but that doesn't benefit the people.
No,
that doesn't benefit the employees in any way. There have to be other ways. I don't know.
Yeah, there has to be other ways.
I mean, there are a lot of other ways, and we can definitely talk about them. I was looking at the time, and it's really late.
Let's move on to mine real quick. Santa Fe shooting today, Santa Fe, Texas, that is, not New Mexico. 10 people dead, 10 people injured. Gun control, anyone? I mean, can we? What was it? 3 months ago, we had the Parkland shooting, and now we got this Santa Fe shooting. Have we had enough, America? Have we had enough?
I wonder if laws were enforced in this case, because I don't know anything. I didn't get a chance to look into it anything. But we know in the Parkland shooting, there are things against the law that weren't punished. There's no reason. Sorry, I didn't mean to belch. I was trying to pause it.
That's right.
There's no reason he should have ever had a gun, but still, because we have laws in the books that aren't even being enforced.
Yeah.
And there are laws that we need to add. There's so many changes. There's so much that has to be done, but people don't want to. I don't know.
The CL says, "LOL, I'm glad I'm European." And Yeah.
So where at in Europe? It's got to be late for you.
I'm gonna guess Ireland, maybe. That's my guess. I don't know.
Is that what we're doing now? We're gonna guess.
Yeah, like, we're gonna guess. I guess Ireland.
Are we trying to make it mad? Are we trying to get small?
UK. There you go, UK.
Yeah, Ireland's typically the UK, but it's also at the same time not. So
I wasn't too far off, but it's
1:30. Also only 1:30 there. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's what?
Yeah, sorry, we're a bunch of Yanks over here. I'm in Ohio.
bunch of Yanks.
Me and Eric are the closest to you because it's only 8:30 here.
Yeah, and it's 6:30 p.m. here, so it's 1:30 a.m. there. So no wonder, a part of Ireland is. Yeah, you're right. You're correct, CL. Yeah, you absolutely. The bigger
South
part
Ireland.
Is yeah, South. Yeah. All right. So that's my stinko. I don't know what else it's going to take for our lawmakers to, you know, do the right thing.
Well, here's the last time we made sweeping gun law changes is when the president gets shot.
Yeah.
It's honest truth. I mean, like, that was the last time that they all came together and they're like, oh, yeah, we definitely can't have it because a Republican president got shot.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. I mean, Republicans are so in the pockets of the NRA. I mean, it's not all of them, but the vast majority of them are at this point. Because they're just so falling in the line with Trump and.
Yeah. Is today Brakeman Day? Break?
No, that's coming up.
Oh, okay.
That's my sweeto. Why would you roll my sweet?
I don't know. I was looking and I was like, is today the day? Make Brakeman Cry Day, I guess. I don't know what this is.
I'm emotional.
drink the sweet nectar of Brake's tears.
Eric, what's your stinko of the week, man?
My stinko of the week, it's part of the sweeter because the machine at work got fixed, but it introduces a couple other problems, so not really. but hopefully that will get resolved because hopefully there'll be a swift resolution to getting the new machine. Yeah. And we all won't have to deal with that old machine anymore.
Yeah.
But the actual sweeter would be... Well, I guess the announcement of that the Curse of the Moon is going to be released so quickly. I like the title, how the title is basically a punch in the face to Konami. It's like, yeah, let's just take Curse of Darkness and Circle of the Moon's titles and mash them together. Yeah. And make it a Castlevania 3 tribute. Yeah. But being able to take a day off from all that nonsense at work is sweet. Yeah. But I do have a stinko, and I never got around to my stinko.
Yeah, that's I asked you for your stinko.
But I did talk about work, so that kind of works in it. But there's going to be a new Thundercats cartoon, and I'm not sure if it's going to be good because the art style has me alarmed.
Yeah, it looks like shit. It really does.
I mean. They're going for the Gumball comedy route, but I'm worried that's going to end up like Teen Titans Go and the new Powerpuff Girls, which is just going to be awful.
Yeah.
Because those shows are awful. Especially since that type of show seems to be very popular on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, see, CL says.
Yeah, they. I see Teen Titan Go marathons on all the time.
Like, it could be good. It could have like Sonic Boom level writing where that saves the show, but it's like... This isn't the revival I don't think we deserve.
Yeah. I blame MXT. Yeah.
And the CL says in chat, looks like Teen Titans Go. And so if you don't know...
Yeah. Thundercats Roar is the name of the show, by the way. And Warner Brothers... Considering this is Warner Brothers and how shady they've been the last few years, they're probably going to be super cheap on it.
Yeah. It looks like shit, man. I can't believe they did this, but...
It's like on Cartoon Network, you've got like two extremes. You've got stuff like Teen Titans Go, and you've got the Adult Swim Lock, which is like very gross and poorly animated and ugly character design shows like Mr. Pickles. And
I missed
got,
I
and then
missed
you've
one.
got anime on there, which the problem with the Toonami plot is that it's all shonen, or it's extremely violent, or it's this between the two extremes there, and you'll never get something like Sakura Trick or like a serious drama show.
CL says his fucking man bun is triggering him. Yeah, I agree, man. In no instance is a man bun cool. At least I
Lion-O's man bun.
Lionel's man bun. Not even that, man.
Oof.
This guy
I don't know
sucks.
what he's talking about. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's correct. No instance is a man bun, so it doesn't matter really. There's no instance when a man bun is cool.
So I think that's established. All right, let's move on to your Sweet-O break. What is your Sweet-O that I already
Yes.
ruined?
Check this. That's
What'd you
Bruce
say?
too.
Go ahead, break.
What did he say?
I have no idea what he
Speed
said.
approach.
No. Well, back to like Adult Swim. Like I miss the days when Adult Swim was so much fun. I loved old Adult Swim. I think the problem is like Aqua Teen Hunger Force was such a big hit for them that so many comedies tried to copy that kind of thing, and the Eric and what's that other guy's name? Like shows like that were
Tim
so
and Eric.
popular. Yeah, Tim and Eric. Like shows like that
Oh,
were
there's
so
also
popular.
live action shows on the Adult Swim block during the weekdays, but they're also of the same kind of caliber. It's like they you completely misnomered the word adult, and now you've took it to mean toilet humor that's violent and bloody sometimes.
Yeah, Samurai Jack was a good Adult Swim for sure. There, it's CL
Yeah,
mentioned.
I was a longtime fan of Samurai Jack, so I was happy when it came back and they did. Like, basically, that's always kind of what I wanted with Samurai Jack, was it to be a little bit more adult, and so it was perfect for me. But
I mean, I don't mind violent shows, but if that's all Toonami has, it's I'm kind of tired of the entire thing. I kind of want them to
I
branch
think
out and make drama shows, but they won't do that because drama shows won't sell because people suck and they only like certain things, and
they want to
they don't want to expand their horizons.
they want this irrelevant humor. They really want that, and a lot of it's just not that good. Like Squidbillies. I think that show's still on the air, and ugh,
It is.
I
There's also
think.
Rick and Morty as a toxic fan base now.
I know that's really popular. I've never
I
watched
want
it.
to watch that show on streaming, but the only place that streams it is Hulu, and I don't have Hulu, and I don't want to pay for it. Also, the fan base kind of turned me off of watching the show.
Did you have a Sweet-O
Like,
break?
is this show really that good if these kind of people like it?
Break, did you have a Sweet-O this week that I ruined already?
Yes, next Tuesday is Breakman Day, so happy Breakman Day. Celebrate everybody.
Happy Breakman Day.
As I mentioned last a little earlier when we were talking on the news, I was born in 1978.
Wow. So you're
So
like,
if you can't do the math, that means I'll be 40 on Tuesday.
holy shit, man. 40 years old, man. I wonder what it's like. Let me know, Break.
You're a liar. You're like you're gonna be 45,
How
aren't
dare you? How dare you, man?
45,000, maybe.
Yeah, 45,000. That's what it feels like, man, for sure. So yeah, man. I hope you have a happy birthday. You got any?
I bet when
Oops.
Frank wakes up in the morning, he does the whole Mum-Ra awakening routine.
How dare you, Larry?
Transform this undead form to Frank Ra, the ever
How
living.
dare you? How dare you? I see. We get a new chatter in, and this is what you guys do. I mean, what is wrong with you guys? Like, are you guys like mentally ill? Like, what's going on? Did somebody piss in your Wheaties?
In front of Frank's age because he refuses to tell us how actually old he is.
Bridget says, "Happy Breakman Day, Break. I want to listen to Goblin after the show." Oh boy. Get out of here.
Goblin.
Exiled. Jesus Christ,
Don't think
man.
I want to know now, actually.
No, Goblin's cool. They did the music for Suspiria and a bunch of other things. Here, I'll play a little bit.
Also, I'm wondering where Freak is because he hasn't
Yeah, I
showed
know.
up.
What happened to Freak?
Oh, there he is.
What? Holy shit! A wild take of Freak Five appears.
I'm mutant,
wow,
folks.
Yeah. Wow.
We tried to tell everybody we were psychic, and for those who don't believe us,
yeah,
more for.
All right. Here's a little bit of Suspiria's or Goblin's Suspiria theme. I'll go ahead and play this while we talk about other stuff because I don't want.
If we have Valve to talk about how lame they are.
Yeah. Well, let me do my stinko real quick. But Goblin put out some good music for those movies. We just got done watching. I didn't know Suspiria was like a trilogy, but how dare you, CL? I ain't gonna get no copyright.
This is free advertisement. Don't sue us.
Yeah, don't
company.
Sue us, man. But anyways, Dario Argento did a hell of a trilogy, man. It's Suspiria, then Inferno, and then it's The Mother of Tears. So yeah,
we held on Stinkos for a long time just for Freak.
Yeah, and we also watched Tenebre. So we kind of had a Dario Argento marathon, which was really cool. But I didn't know that was a trilogy. It's actually interesting how those three movies kind of intersect. They're separate movies, but they do intersect. It's weird, but all right. My sweeto of the week is the FBI informant that's been in Trump's circle for, I don't know, since he became president. A leak came out that the FBI had an informant in the Trump campaign or the Trump administration. So I'm wondering who the informant is, man. But this is good news because this gets us one closer to getting the orange nutbag out of office. Like, seriously. So that's
call him a nutmeg.
Nutbag. Nutbag.
Oh, nutbag.
Nut job, nutbag. Idiot, whatever else the world thinks. It, you know, idiot comes to mind. Embarrassment.
He's worse than Zaphod Beeble Brooks.
Oh, God. Yeah,
man. Definitely. We learned that he was actually pretending.
You know, if Trump was in the movie Revenge of the Nerds, he'd be that jock, that big ugly jock that was...
Oh, don't salt him. Salt Ogre, man.
Ogre reform by the end.
Yeah, like he joins the good guys, you know, in the sequel.
That's true. Let me think of another good example. There's plenty of good examples for the Cheeto, but you know, I'll leave that for. But that's my sweeto. Free for all. All right, Eric.
Jocks are just sports nerds.
Yeah,
it's like why did they use that as an argument against him in the first movie? He would have joined them immediately.
Free
he's more like Starscream, you know,
yeah.
Loud, whiny.
Yeah,
and
that's
like
a good...
he wants to be in charge, and nobody else can do the job better than him, type thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There you go.
I mean,
Starscream.
Which is funny because Starscream's actually competent when he wants to be.
Oh, God, yeah. You can't even say that about Trump. If you took George W. Bush and you mixed him with Hitler, I think you'd have Trump. Only with – they have more money. You know, so
and higher IQs.
Yeah, and higher IQs.
Also,
yeah,
the story of Assassin's Creed Origin, it kind of eerily parallels what's going on in our country because Julius Caesar in that game is basically Trump.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're exiled, Freak Five. He put a snow video in there. I thought he was talking about Snowden. I don't know why Snowden came to mind, but then. Then he puts in a video, a link in the chat to a video of Snow's informer. You're exiled for that, you son of a bitch, Freak Five. Jesus Christ. What am I playing? Okay. Valve's – this is how Eric framed the free-for-all today. Valve's bullshit new adult content policy. We talked a little bit before the show about this because I didn't know that they did this, Eric. But what is the gist of this? So
the gist is basically like they're claiming that they didn't know about the content of the games that got previously approved on their service, namely Honey Pop, Loopy Soft Games, and well, the Ubisoft games that have a pornographic content like Mutiny, but Kindred Spirits on the Roof, because they claimed that they were pornography due to these new policies that they have set it up. So now they're asking takedowns for these developers. But the fact is they're not pornography, because games like Witcher have similar content, which is exposed torso nudity for females mainly. Because like even games like Lords of Shadow, Lords of Shadow 2 have enemies where you can see titties. I mean, they're harpies, but they're titties. But so it's really weird they're going after these specific companies.
I wonder what the deal is there.
And it's entirely possible that they'll go after The Witcher as well eventually,
I
but
man,
it
if
does
they
seem a
did,
little hypocritical of
oh
them right
boy,
now.
if they did that to The Witcher, you watch the outcry. That's all I'm saying, Eric, because you're right, it's hypocritical. You can't go after a certain company and then leave other companies like CD Projekt Red clean when they have even worse content. Like, I love The
Yeah, it's
Witcher.
like either Valve needs to put up and shut up and just allow adult content on their service, or make a separate service that you can get adult content on, so they don't have to have the problems with it having be on Steam. Because apparently, the way games work on Steam is that they still go under the ESRB rating, and technically an A-rated game's a no sale, so, because it's treated like a retail space, that they have to ban pornographic content or even similar content that's approaching adult content. But they need to re-examine their rules, and they need to be less tight-ass and puritanical, and like I said, either offer a different service, or how about this is just one of the many reasons Valve sucks and people should not put their games on that platform. There are other platforms like GOG and Humble.
I wish that you remember Breakman remembers back in the day, right? You'd go
I
into
just because I'm turning 40 doesn't remember mean I remember the Stone Age, Frank.
How
So you got
dare
to be
you?
more specific.
How dare you? But stay with me on this,
I didn't
Break.
say you
Yeah, he's
remember the
only
Stone Age. You're
Breakman's only
more
40, and you're
memorable
like
of the
3,000.
How dare you, Break?
I know you remember the Jurassic period better.
How
He
dare you?
remembers the
How dare
creation of the
you? How
universe.
dare you all? How
That Big
dare you?
Bang, that was Frank
Exiled.
farting. That was
Breakman,
Frank's
you son of a
fart,
bitch.
actually.
God
That's what he
damn
said.
it. You guys suck. Anyways, Break. Remember back in the day? You remember, like, what, George Lopez? Back in the day when you would go into, like, let's say, they didn't have the big video chains, like Blockbuster Video, or what was the other one? Major Video, or
Blockbuster and Hollywood Video were the two big
Hollywood
ones I
Video,
remember.
yeah. I remember Major
And
Video.
oh, what was that Network Video? That was like the back in the really old days, like that was the big one for
Freak
demos.
Pilot. There's also Family Video, which still exists because they have an adult video section. That's
See,
probably why they still
that's
exist.
okay. That's what I was getting to. Do you remember
Smart
back?
business.
Yep, smart business. You remember
Although
back,
I don't think there are as
Eric?
many locations as there probably should be.
You remember back in the day, Break, when you could go into a video store and rent some VHS tapes, and in the back, in the covered, section, was an adults only section. And you could go there and rent adult videos. Why is there not another section in on Steam and Valve and all GOG and all that for adult games? I that is
And it doesn't only have to be sexual to be adult, like,
No.
or
Well, it'd
have
probably be too
nudity,
hard
like,
to make
just.
a different section, so they'd have to make a different client.
Yeah.
But
Done.
what, like, whatever, like a room for, for adults. Like,
Yeah.
hey, what? Do you ever? Let
It's
me
like
guess.
Arrowgate developers have like tried to get around it by selling the edited version and then making a patch available on
Yeah,
their website
that's
somewhere.
cool.
Do you ever want to go out to like a
But
restaurant
it
with just
costs
like
more to do
Eric?
that
Hang
too.
on, Eric. Let
Just
Break explain.
you and your woman, you don't want to deal with the kids for a bit. Just like an adults only type, like can't we have that? Can't we have an
Yeah.
adults only type place?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. It's so the video game industry is so adultist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it really
It's
is
not just the
because
video game industry.
yeah,
It's like
you're right.
large companies in general feel like they're above all this stuff.
Freak
It's
Fives.
because they gear to the lowest denominator, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which
You
is
mean Trump?
family friendly,
Yeah, family friendly. Yeah,
which
but
is a good way to gain a lot of money, but it's also kind of a backwards way of doing business.
yeah,
Yeah, because God help them if a mother complains about something.
yeah.
Oh my God, I was walking through the store and my little son saw the word butt. How am I going to explain the word butt to him? I don't
Yeah.
know.
Well,
Be
you
a
explain
mother
the
and
word
fucking
butt to him
explain it to him.
because sheltering your kid's a bad idea.
Oh my God. Like,
H.
most of these mothers are just bad mothers, and they're so overprotective, they don't teach their kids what they need to
Yeah,
know. And these
absolutely.
kids
They end up
go into
becoming
society
rapists later.
underprepared.
Yeah. Dungeon
They become
says,
rapist MRAs who think they're entitled to sex because
They
they've
joined
not
the
been taught
incel
anything about respecting women.
It's so stupid.
They all become
Or
incels,
whatever the case
bane
may
of my
be, you know.
existence. Yeah, Dungeon says age checks on Steam are a joke. Age checks in general on the net are a joke, but look, porn is
All you do
super.
is
Hold
prove
on,
that you can
Eric.
click
Hold on,
buttons and
Eric.
read.
Hold on. Porn is super easily searched on the internet and watched. So,
Yeah, I forget the last time I paid for that. Oh, sorry, was that loud? Oh, my bad.
to use that
I mean, never mind.
as an excuse is just beyond me. I don't understand how these companies don't take advantage of the fact that, you know what, the average gamer is what, 32 now? So, like, 32 years old, and we can't have a section that's dedicated to adults only. And like Break said, it doesn't even have to.
Nintendo and Sony too.
Hold
It's
on,
like they have an
hold on.
image problem. It's like,
Yeah, hold on.
we can't allow erotic games to be made for this platform because then people will freak, and
Yeah.
we can't put it on the retail space because then the retailers will complain.
Yeah, but what if the opposite
So why do the
happens?
retailers have to complain? Why is this such a problem?
Yeah, but we got this thing called digital that you could just download. Why don't any of these places
Yeah,
like
why are they treating digital spaces like retail stores?
Yeah, they have full autonomy when it comes to that. You can put let like even Breakman said it. You don't even have to have an adults only game in that section, right? You can have mature rated games like the Grand Theft Autos and the zombie games that are out and Call of Duty and all those stuff that are M rated. Like you can have those games in the adult section. Then that gives parents peace of mind when their kids are purchasing games from the other section, the kid section, the
And
section
it'd be
that's
nice,
okay.
like as adults, so we can, you can play and you can cuss and talk like adults and not worry about kids being around type
Yeah,
stuff. You know what I mean?
Sort of like how
Sorry,
we
I just
do.
I add to
No,
what you're saying.
that's right. You're absolutely right. It's, Freak Five says I'm sure it'll change in 20 years as the horny teens of today are making games and in charge of providing access. Right now,
It's
they
not
still think it
really
isn't a
it's not a
good
lot
business
up
move.
to them as much as it is up to like the retail companies. Like
Yeah.
a lot of this is geared by Walmart and places like that. They don't want to sell adult content.
Yeah.
So Microsoft, they don't want to offend mothers. They don't want to offend Walmart. So they restrict. You can't put adult content on Microsoft. I think Sony's the same
Maybe
way.
if we had more adult-centric stores available instead of them being like this one store in this one part of New York or something.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
basically, the world treats us all like we're children.
The CL says credit card checks are the easiest way to see you're an adult. I totally agree with
Yeah,
that.
that reminds me. Like, Manga Gamer is a UK-based website, but like, I can't buy anything on there unless I go through the trouble of whitelisting my Visa for my debit card. Because apparently, credit cards will be okay, but debit cards are a different story entirely. You have to get whitelisted for that stuff.
Yeah.
For buying anything overseas.
I
So
mean,
it's
you
not like
guys.
the fact that it's an adult thing I want to get.
The.
It's the fact
Yeah.
that I'm going to a UK website.
You know,
It's like they should allow PayPal, and like they should maybe allow the use of torrenting for their files, because sometimes I can't even download some of their stuff, and it's preventing me from like actually playing Princess of Evangelion because one of the download links is broken and it stops downloading after a certain point.
Yeah.
If it were torrent, it'd probably be a different story.
Eric, you brought up a good point with, but why do companies have to censor their content just so you can patch it later? Like, that shouldn't even be a thing in this country. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why we're so against nudity and sex in this country. It just, it's so.
They also have to pay more for that if they're going to allow sex in the game through that method anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
but now Steam wants to kind of do away with that entire process in the first place.
It's so dumb. Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah, I want games to start telling real relationship stories, you know? Like, hey, I like what God of War is doing. Like, I really want to see, I really want to play that game. Like,
they're lewd fan stuff. But
see, look, the See All
I
is
don't
in,
know if you call them, like, good narratives. I mean, some of them are, but
yeah. The See All
so, a lot of the times, like, for, like, a game like G-Senjo no Mao, like, the story's more important than the Arage scenes, and the Arage scenes seem like they were just thrown into there to cater to the otaku market in Japan that actually likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
because that you could because they don't feel like they're connected to the story at all.
Yeah, the CL says here in Europe we don't care. See, that's my point. Like it shouldn't matter here, but it does. But violence.
I know. In Europe, you're more concerned about guns and violence. In America, it's like all on.
Which is why South Park is banned.
Yeah,
That's weird. Like, oh my god, I would.
Well, it's not banned. It was edited, but you know.
Freak 5 says, like, who's.
You can't get the full South Park experience in
Eric has, and I haven't, so if you spoil anything, I will come to this computer screen.
Yeah. I have not seen Deadpool 2 yet, Freak 5. Yeah. I want to go tomorrow.
I have to see Wolverine 2.
I want
to
go.
Mrs. Breakman needs to see the first one, and then we're going to go see it.
Okay.
Oh, they
cool.
were playing double features, like. Last night.
I want to see it, but now that I found out that our Podbean needs to be renewed, that changes things quite a bit. So.
Oh yeah, and there's only two post credit sequences, and they're actually like mid credit sequences.
No spoilers. Freak 5 says it was fucking awesome. I bet it was, but you know.
Deadpool is in it. Spoiler! Sorry. Yeah.
Cable is in it too, he said.
Oh, just spoiler.
Oh, also, that weird character Shatterstar's in it.
Yeah. Maybe I can sell a bunch of games and get our.
Although, if you saw the trailers, back. You probably saw them already.
Yeah. All right. Dungeon says spoilers. It's super gory. Cool. That's
spoilers. Yeah. People die.
Yeah. There you go. All right, I think that's all we have the time for today, guys.
Mrs. Breakman is showing me the picture of what Deadpool's doing as far as advertisements in some Walmart locations. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not.
Yeah.
But basically replacing the covers of Warner Brothers movies with his face.
That's awesome.
And his image. So, like,
just fuck
like,
Warner Brothers.
It's all the good, bad, and the ugly is him with a cowboy hat and like they're all every type of movie replaced with him in it. Office Space, you know that you have that dude covered in post-it notes and there's a guy behind him.
Yeah,
Deadpool's the guy behind him now. Type stuff.
Like, that's awesome, man.
It's really great advertisement. I love that.
Freak 5's asking if there's a Stan Lee cameo. I'm not sure there is. I haven't seen
it. I read there is. Unfortunately, I did see some Porto Sweat.
Yeah.
I could tell you, but then who knows?
The CL says thought he stopped doing cameos because he's too old. No, he's still kicking.
He did a cameo in Infinity War.
Yeah, he was in Infinity War.
He's busy. He's suing everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think they do the cameos in the non-Marvel Cinematic Universes movies.
Yeah. Well, apparently there was a cameo of Stan Lee in the...
If there was, I must have missed it because he must have been in the background because he wasn't prominent.
It's a blink and you'll miss it type cameo, apparently.
Yeah.
From what I read.
Eric.
It was one of those, like, I saw the headline. I was like, I'm not reading that. Can't read it.
I could tell you, but I don't know if it really counts as a cameo.
No. Don't. I don't want to hear any spoilers. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
That's why I didn't think of it before now.
Yeah. Also, Laurel or Yanni said the CLC.
I'm not speaking to you anymore. Yeah, you're banned from our chat.
Freak5 says...
You gotta go now.
Yeah, Freak5 says, well, the MCU probably has tons of cameos recorded in advance. That's true, maybe, too. But... All right, break...
I don't want to talk about the Laurel Yanni thing. Just go to skeptic.com to learn about that.
Yeah, break.
They'll explain why it's a weird scientific phenomenon.
Yeah. Break. Your plugs, please.
You can follow me at RPGrinders on Twitter. And apparently, we've lost a lot of websites lately. So
I know, man.
please text us there because we're disappearing from the internet lately.
Yeah.
You can follow me at break_man on Twitter.
All right. Eric, your plugs?
You could find... reviews I've written on sites like totallygn.com, vognetwork.com, bostonbastardbrigade.com, and honestgamers.com. If you like what you've read, you could consider giving me at least a dollar or equivalent on my Patreon. That'd be Eric Kelly. Just type a search there, and it'd say I'd be writing reviews and doing videos. Although I haven't done videos in a while, but I do have a YouTube channel that's Funny T Man, and or you can find me on Twitter if you just want to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't post too often because I'm usually busy reviewing.
All
right. Or at work.
I don't think he wanted me to say this, but Freak said I'll see us later. He's got to take a shit.
That's too much information, man.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Anything else, Eric?
Have a good weekend. If you can see Deadpool 2, see it.
All right. My plugs are as follows. Follow us on Twitter at RPGrinders. If you
know,
don't...
ask us relationship advice or RP or questions about video games or would you rathers. We used to do those all the time. Would you rathers?
Yeah.
You know, if you're having a problem, like I don't know, you come home from work and you find your wife in bed with another man, you know. Well, if you haven't shot him, I don't know why you're asking me any questions. Jeez.
Yeah,
be a man. Exactly. Shoot him. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
You shouldn't be asking me questions. You should be in prison right now. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches personally. I haven't tweeted much lately. I have a lot on my mind. But and now I got to add getting our Podbean account back, which is, man, this is a pain in the ass. Fucking Podbean didn't notify me, but whatever.
Why should they? I mean, I think that's one of the reasons people hated them.
Oh, the CL wants to know how to get Ocarina in Legend of Zelda. Ocarina of Time, the Triforce.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure
if you keep playing the plot, the game gives it to you.
Yeah. Yes, you can ask us anything. I can't promise it'll be the correct answer, but we'll answer it for you, for sure.
Yeah, we never said it'd be good.
Yeah.
All right.
He said Ocarina, not Ocarina of Time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They must be in the very beginning then.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think.
All right. And that's about it. I don't think I have anything more. We do have a GoFundMe. If you search RP Grinders on GoFundMe, you'll find it there. And maybe that can help us get back into top form. Other than that, you can see us on YouTube. All the shows are there. The past whatever shows are there. And Twitch every Friday at 7 Eastern time. All right, guys, have a safe weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then,
Before we leave, I have another relationship like recommendation.
Okay.
Look, if your girlfriend, like you've just gotten a relationship or maybe it's early on stuff, if she sends you nude pics, don't post them online. Just send them to me.
Oh yeah, that's a good PSA, man. I like that.
You don't send them. Don't put them online, man. Don't do that. That's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. Let Break do it at RP Grinders on the Twitter. All right, guys, have a safe weekend.
Be very busy.
Wait till he starts getting nudes of men. Then we'll see. All right. Until next week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back next week.
Men. Look at this. Oh, like that's another penis. And there's another penis. There's. Okay, guys. I've seen penises. Okay. All right. All right. More. Okay. God damn.
Stay safe this weekend. Till then, we're out. Later, guys.
Yeah, don't send penises.
Send break a bunch of penis pics. All the people.